The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Aristotle. At Friedland, we provide tours for a lot of people, students, organizations, politicians, all in an effort to help the community have a better understanding of the scrap recycling industry. My favorite tour to give is for the Lansing Community College students who stop by every spring and fall for their environmental sciences class. In most cases, it's a required class, so as you can imagine, not all of the students are engaged when they arrive. A look of, speaking of the earth, what on earth are we doing here, can be seen on some of their faces. At the beginning, I ask the students to raise their hands accordingly. So, what majors do we have here? Anyone in business? Engineering? Graphic design? Maybe undecided? There's typically at least one or two of each. Then, throughout the tour, I give examples of how no matter what they pursue after college, what they do will ultimately have an effect on us, and what we do will have an effect on them. For example, I explain that in order for products to be recyclable, they need to be designed for recycling in the first place. So for anyone in business or engineering, the best thing to do is bring their prototypes for new products to a place like us for input on what they should be made out of. In the case of paper, one typo or a last-minute change in a logo design can cause a printing company to have hundreds of thousands of pounds of paper they can't use anymore, so the scrap paper will be sold to places like us so it can be processed for recycling. By the end, the students have a completely new understanding of what scrap recycling means, how it works, and its importance in society. It feels good to see their faces go from disengaged to engaged in the span of an hour. Something they never expected to happen at a scrap recycling company. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.